ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. What if, by simply eating a pizza, you can change the lives of kids right here in our own backyard? Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Lydia Massad, founder of Our Giving Table, and Jerry Kenny, a Papa Murphy's Pizza franchisee. Hey there, Lydia and Jerry. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Happy to be with you.
So, Jerry, let's get started with you. How did Papa Murphy's get hooked up with Our Giving Table?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Gary. Well, Papa Murphy's, we are headquartered here in Vancouver, Washington. And Papa Murphy's has its roots and started here in the Portland market a number of years ago. And we actually have 86 stores in the greater Portland area. And there's a number of about 25 different Papa Murphy's franchisees. And all these different franchise owners, we work together cooperatively for our television, radio advertising, and print. And all the owners are involved in their local communities and finding out ways that they can help locally. But as a group of owners, we want to be able to do something bigger on a bigger scale, and that collectively find an organization that we could work with. And Our Giving Table just seemed to be the perfect match for us. We donate pizzas. We're in the food business. That's what we do. And Lydia and her organization, it's been a great partner for us.
Excellent. So let me introduce Lydia Massad one more time, the founder of Our Giving Table. Now, since you're the founder, Lydia, you probably know everything there is to know about Our Giving Table. How about tell us about it?
Yes. Thank you. I actually started Our Giving Table in 2017 when I realized there were over 200,000 hungry kids in our state. So we started making meals through the entire pandemic and before, nutritional meals with fresh fruits and vegetables and whole meals with no high corn fructose syrup or anything that hinders the nutrition of a child. And so it's been remarkable. It's been a great community working together to help these kids, not only through nutrition, but education, and actually just the overall well-being of all kids, and especially foster kids.
Well, you said a minute ago that you make this food. In the beginning, did you actually physically make the food and deliver it to the kids in need?
Yes. So we have a restaurant. Everything was made through our restaurant. All the kinds of foods that we would eat, fresh fruits and vegetables, nutritional chicken and rice bowls. We'd make everything with all natural products and make sure that it got to the kids, especially so they could have it over the weekend when a lot of our kids, when they're not in school, have nothing to eat.
So it's not just food, not just something to fill the belly. It's actually nutritious and good food.
Meals, yes, whole meals. So each child would get six meals and 6 to 8 fresh fruits and vegetables to have over the weekend.
Now, the three of us talked last summer, kind of when we were still pretty deep into the pandemic. Now that we're kind of coming out of the pandemic, have things changed, Lydia, at all?
Yes, things have gotten worse, to be honest, with inflation and food costs and lack of resources. We are seeing that our kids are suffering greater. It's harder to get nutritional food to these children because of the food costs. So especially a lot of our foster kids who are living on their own and do not have many choices and get very little money to live on, it's very, very hard for them to make ends meet, let alone buy nutritional food. So that's why this partnership with Papa Murphy's has been so wonderful, because they have the highest grade pizzas. We're able to get all these good nutritional items on a pizza and give it to our most vulnerable youth, who, of course, everybody loves pizzas. And then when you cook it at home and it's fresh, it even is that much better.
Yeah, who doesn't love pizza?
Yes.
So let me introduce Jerry Candy one more time, Papa Murphy's pizza franchisee. Now, Jerry, how do you do this? How do you get these pizzas to these families that need them?
We have a group of franchise owners that with different stores that right now every Wednesday we prepare some family size pizzas, and we have a group of volunteers that goes to the different stores to pick these up and gets them to Lydia and to her organization, and then they're distributed out to the centers. So it's just a group effort. It's being coordinated a lot by our ad agency. John Holmes with our Theo agency has helped us coordinate the deliveries and volunteers, and it's been working out very well for us. We've donated, we'll do a couple thousand pizzas this year. We've done over 4,000 pizzas so far since we've been working with them. So each quarter we have this this pizza effort get together to get donated.
That's amazing. That's a lot of pizzas.
It's a lot of pizzas, and we also understand that there's not just the food and the pizzas, but for our giving table, they need monetary assistance at times. Like last year, they need more refrigerated equipment and things like that. So last year in the summer, we had a program at Papa Murphy's where our we could ask our customers to donate. And we'd match those donations, and they would buy paper apples in the store for $1 or $5. And so we'll do that again this summer. And I think we raised $23,000 last summer and in the first year, and we hope to do a lot better than that this year.
Wow, that's great. So that you're coming up on July to do that again this year. That's fantastic.
Yes, we're looking forward to it.
That's a great way for your customers to help out, because they can come in and buy a pizza and help out that way and make donations at the same time.
Yeah, and there's just such a great need. So a lot of the help that you're doing with your program is just bringing awareness to the people out there, to people listening in, that there is a need and there's ways that they can help. And a big way anybody who's listening could help right now is to go onto the website for our giving table and make a donation.
Fantastic. Hey, Lydia, what does it mean to have Papa Murphy's help you out in this way?
Oh my goodness, it's been such a wonderful partnership. It means that we're raising awareness, like Jerry said, to raise awareness about hunger in our community, to help small businesses like Papa Murphy's, who in turn help the community and help the most vulnerable kids in our community, whether it's kids facing food insecurity at a poverty level or our foster children. So the partnership has been wonderful because it's all over the state of Oregon. We work with DHS offices all over the state of Oregon and Southwest Washington. So it's really just been a blessing to raise the awareness, work together, partnerships, to really inundate and get rid of hunger in our community. And by showing different partnerships, our community can really work together to make a difference.
Lydia, who are the families and children that you're helping? Tell me about them.
So most of the families are on the 100% free and reduced lunch programs at many elementary schools. So I primarily work with elementary schools all throughout the southeast and northeast area of Beaverton, all through the Portland metro area and through the Vancouver district as well. And then I work with DHS. So a lot of these kids are identified you know, many of our foster kids are constantly moving from home to home, living in community homes. I'm not having a stable place to be. And so I also make sure that these kids, there's 2,000 of them throughout Oregon and Southwest Washington that are often and not placed. So we make sure these kids get everything they need to survive, the support they need through nutrition, education, hygiene, in order to have the support that they need to thrive in their future.
Lydia, when you started our giving table, did you think it would get to this level?
Let's just say I prayed and I hoped, and but I never thought it would get to this level in such a short period of time. And all that really, really, really means is it's sad because there's such a high demand. But the happy part about it is really working together so that we can thrive and we can make a difference in these children's lives. It's really heart-wrenching and heartbreaking that we live in the United States and people don't realize the need for food. So it really just helps people realize, like, this is so great. We can work together, make a difference in a child's life, so hopefully these children will get out of generational poverty and have a better future. So I'm thrilled with the progress that we've made, especially during COVID, and hope to make more progress, as, you know, with partnerships like Papa Murphy's as the future continues.
Yeah, you're one of those nonprofits, Lydia, where you'd like to not be in business.
Yes. Yes. Or make a difference in a different way, you know, if possible. So, but, you know, if we can just help one child at a time in different areas throughout our states, at least we know we've done our job as humans to help each other in this world that we live in today, which is very, very challenging for all parties to live here, let alone kids who are constantly facing food deprivation and other, you know, resources that they are not able to get.
Yeah, it says here that one in four kids in our community go to bed hungry every night. That's shocking.
Yes. Yes.
But the food...
Yeah, so everybody can do their part.
And the food is available, right? There's plenty of food out there.
There's plenty of food out there if it's channeled correctly. But like I said, it's very, very expensive. So we're not just trying to get any food to these kids. We want the nutritional value of food, right? Because we know nutrition helps a child thrive, helps their brain develop more quickly, and gives them more longevity physically and mentally.
Now, we hear the term food insecurity. What is exactly meant by food insecurity?
Food insecurity is when a child feels, where am I going to get my next meal from? That's feeling that insecure part of life. Like, where am I going to get my next meal? How am I going to eat this weekend when I'm not at school? Just feeling that constant food deprivation and not knowing where they're going to get their next meal.
And that's just really something kids should not have to worry about at all.
Nobody should have to worry about that in the country that we live in, but especially children. Because they are the future, and what kind of future are they going to have when they're hungry and they cannot learn? You know, physically, mentally, there's so much strain on them when they are hungry and cannot get a meal to actually be like all the other children that in our lives and be able to play and jump and read and you know, imagine going home and saying, oh my gosh, at bedtime, I'm so hungry, I can't fall asleep. And waiting to get to school the next day to have a meal. And it's funny because people think like this doesn't happen here, but it happens every single day. And it's the most unfortunate circumstances.
We're talking today with Lydia Massad, founder of Our Giving Table, and also Jerry Kinney, a Papa Murphy's pizza franchisee. Jerry, let's bring you back again and let us know what Papa Murphy's is doing right now to help out Our Giving Table.
Well, what we're doing right now, this week and this whole quarter, is local Papa Murphy's franchise owners in their stores are making pizzas, family-sized pizzas, and they're being picked up and delivered with volunteers through to Lydia's organization, and they're being distributed out in our community. And it's something that, again, as Papa Murphy's, we're in the food business. And this is the best way for us to help is to help get some of this nutritious food, pizzas out. Kids love pizza. We're very pleased to work with our giving table. You can hear the passion in Lydia in what she's doing, and it was something that we felt right away that we could help with, and we think we could help make a difference.
Tell me about the volunteers that are helping you out do all these deliveries.
Well, Lydia's probably better at that. We have some of the volunteers are Papa Murphy's store owners. Some of the volunteers are from our advertising agency, John Holmes, through the Theo agency. And some of them are just Lydia's family and friends and people helping out.
Hey, Lydia, can you tell us about your volunteers?
Yeah, so our volunteers range from all ages, some National Honor Society high school kids. I have a lot of community members who are retired. And then we have everybody in between, business people, stay-at-home moms, dads. So we break up, and then I also have DHS workers who, in the different areas, the outskirts where, you know, like Salem, Eastern Oregon, it's from Longview, Washington, a DHS office that we've been working with there. So these workers will actually go and help pick up the pizzas as well. So we break it up into territories. And each volunteer has a territory, and they have an hour to go pick up the pizzas in the different areas. And then we've mainstreamed it now to where they can take them to either the DHS office or an elementary school where they will be given to the kids right away and taken home that evening. So it's really just a wonderful partnership, and we've really mainstreamed it now. So we have the volunteers, we work with DHS, we work with school counselors, we get the food all within a two-hour turnaround period. It's really remarkable.
That is remarkable. That's quite a logistics situation there, but you're doing it. That's amazing.
Yes, and it only because Papa Murphy's has been so easy to work with, and the owners have been very, very flexible. And so now, since we've done this for a couple of years, we've managed to work together and make it a really mainstream operation with very little hiccups along the way.
Hey, Lydia, what kind of other foods does our giving table deliver to families?
So we, like I said, especially to kids, but nutritional high protein milk, turkey, cheese. We do a lot of chicken, pastas, and with meat, a lot of meat sauces, things that families wouldn't be able to afford or kids wouldn't be able to afford. And through the pandemic, we do a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables and soups, a lot of hearty soups and stews, things that will, and then shelf-stable items too, like peanut butter, you know, anything that's shelf-stable, that oatmeal, a lot of bars, protein bars, things like that.
And Lydia, where does this food all come from?
So on Tuesdays, I usually have a food gathering down at El Amira restaurant where different community members will bring in different types of food. And then I actually go and buy the items that we are lacking. So that's why people's donations go 100% to buying the nutritional meals that these families need.
You sound like you're a very busy woman, Lydia.
Well, all... happy to do it. I feel like it's been my calling. I was born and raised in Portland, Oregon. I went to David Douglas High School, University of Oregon. I've always stayed in the area, and it's really disheartening to see what's been happening in our community. And I feel like I'm a little responsible in helping make our community and our children have a better future.
Lydia, can you talk about some of the issues that children and teenagers face because of food insecurity?
These kids face ADD was a big one. So back in, you know, a few years ago when kids were being diagnosed with ADD and they'd want to put them on the ADD medication, it was really, I interviewed so many counselors and therapists and teachers. They found out that these kids were just hungry and really didn't know how to vocalize that at such a young age. So they weren't learning, they weren't thriving in the classroom. They were mentally and physically drained and exhausted, because obviously if you're not getting the nutrition you need to thrive, you're not going to be able to function. So these kids were falling behind academically and really causing a very, you know, big detriment to their future. Because once you fall behind at a young age, it's very hard to catch back up. So luckily this has been found, and now schools are really stepping up to help provide meals for these kids. And so the partnership has been wonderful, because on the weekends when these kids don't have anything, at least now I can come in and help as many children to be able to have a, you know, no, like a full tummy all weekend. So when they come back to school, they're not angry and they're not sad and they're not emotional, because hopefully, besides the other things that these kids struggle with, at least they'll have a full tummy.
What kind of progress have you seen, Lydia, doing this work? Have you seen really improve kids' lives in a major way?
Yes. I've seen, you know, I'll walk into a school now and I don't really know who all the kids are, but when they see me with the bag, some of them will come and say, here comes the food lady. Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you so much. I'll get notes from parents who are thanking me. I get a foster kid, teens who live on their own in home, sending me notes saying, thank you. This has really made a difference. This has alleviated some of the stress in my life. It's very, very rewarding. And I can't tell you, the progress has been so wonderful and so rewarding to me and all of the community members who participate and help. You're really making a difference in a children's life.
Hey, Jerry, what kind of inspiration do you get from Lydia and our giving table? Man, something else.
Well, I think one, I'd like to make sure that if we've got the website for her business, that we could get that out. And,
absolutely.
And maybe some people would help us. I think the inspiration is, you know, it's just sometimes you get caught up in your daily life. You're going to work, you're doing things, and you don't understand what kind of needs there might be out there. And it was really working with Lydia and her organization that I guess myself and some of the other Papa Murphy's owners kind of said, wow, this is really going on right here in our towns and communities. And this is something that we can help with.
Jerry, talk a little bit about how your customers and our listeners can help out too.
Well, I think right now the way your listeners and our customers could help out is by donating directly to our giving table through Lydia's website. And then I think this summer in July, when we're going to start selling these apples, paper apples, in the stores again, raising some money that we'll be matching, that's another way that they can help out.
Hey, Lydia, are you looking for volunteers? And how about giving out the website information?
Yeah, so you can always volunteer with OurGivingTable.com. It's OurGivingTable.com. And all of my information is on there. You can text message me. You can send me a note through my website to our email. I'm just happy and thrilled to raise awareness. And if more volunteers, the better. We always need volunteers to pick up pizzas when we're doing this, or just have food gatherings and raise awareness. And I do a lot of birthday parties for foster kids and other kids as well. So any type of volunteering is very, very, I'm so happy. With more volunteers, the better.
Lydia, tell us how excited you are to have Papa Murphy's helping you out in this way.
Oh, my goodness. It's made such a difference. The smiles. If you follow us on Instagram at OGT Feed Our Kids, you will see the smiles on these kids' faces, how happy they are to get a pizza. Now they know Wednesday's pizza day, so they look forward to it. And it's just really been a blessing, because it's not just here. Like we said, it's all these wonderful owners have really helped throughout the state of Oregon and Southwest Washington. So it's really made a difference in so many kids' lives. And, you know, you have to remember, Papa Murphy's is also facing the same thing as all the other businesses, like trying to get resources, you know, trying to get their cheese. They're also facing the shortage. So it's really, really impressive that these owners have said, yes, regardless of the shortage that we're facing, we are still going to step up. We are going to help these families. We are going to help these kids. We're going to make it work. So that's a true, the owners have really, really made such a difference in kids' lives. Even when they're suffering in their own stores and trying to make their businesses run, they're always looking out for the community. And that, you know, that's a really big deal. So this is a wonderful partnership.
Yeah, it's all about community. I get that from both of you. You're very much community minded.
Thank you.
And we talked a little bit ago about how busy Lydia is, right? During this interview, she's been driving across town to make a delivery. That's how busy she is.
Yes. I need to get these boxes out before the kids get out of school. So there's some kids that throughout the week, I will also make sure I work with many schools that I know some of these kids are not only on the weekends hungry, but in the evenings as well. So we try to get the food boxes to them with a nutritional meal, so they'll have a meal in the evening. So.
A nonstop superhero, right, Jerry?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you for everything you guys are doing.
Community effort. Thank you.
Yeah, this has been really great, and thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you both.
We've been talking today with Lydia Massad, founder of Our Giving Table, and Jerry Kenny, a Papa Murphy's Pizza franchisee. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jerry, for helping us get the word out.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.